Yeah, you are.
Hello, welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Zach, Matt, Jay, and Rob.
Hello.
Today we're talking Alien Earth, Season 1, Episode 7. And we have Rob here. So first we have Rob's Movie Corner. Then we'll have questions of the day later, as always. Those of you just joining us.
What's up, Rob?
Hello.
Hey, Rob.
Rob's
your corner.
Me, Robbio. My corner. I'm always on my corner. Oh god, someone's shooting at me.
Oh, I forgot to mention we're playing Fortnite as well.
Rob, are you okay?
Got it.
Rob, you switched off your targeting computer. What's wrong?
Yeah. I'm just going by instinct here. I'm good. I've been also seeing a lot of movies. It's kind of the best season, honestly, because you get the big winter, Thanksgiving, and Christmas movies, but you also get the Oscar plays. So,
ooh, the Oscar plays are coming.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah, although I would say like Best Picture's like not set in stone, but my boy PTA is looking pretty good right now. So,
oh,
you're what?
Hang on. Did I misread you? You said RIPD is the Best Picture nominee.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I said PT. The video game is the best by Hideo Kojima. No, the
nice.
Not the other Anderson. Not Paul W.S. Anderson.
Paul Thomas Anderson
or Wes Anderson. There's a lot of Andersons. Anyway,
Mr. Anderson.
But yeah, I saw the second. I would say that currently the in second place for the best picture possible win, the movie Hamnet with I just fell.
Don't do that.
The
who are you, me? You're not allowed to fall.
Yeah, it was very much a weepy movie by Chloe Zhao of legendary Eternals fame, my least favorite Marvel's movie. But she's a real director. She did No Man's Land. She's won Best Director Oscar.
Oh yeah, I saw that movie. She's real. No Man's Land.
Yeah, I'm sure you loved it as much as everyone else did.
I stayed awake.
Yeah, okay.
That's saying something.
But Hamnet's good. It's about Shakespeare and kind of the early years of Shakespeare, and it's kind of a semi-fictionalized look at his life and his family.
No.
Are we going up?
I recommend it. There's a lot of crying in my theater.
Oh. A lot of sniffle stuff.
You bring your girlfriends, your wives.
Were you one of them?
No, but I was like slightly misty-eyed. I was like, oh, this is heavy. So
that's nice.
It's effective. It's not in my like top 10
you
of
have
the year
feelings
anything, but it's it got through my robot feelings somehow.
Yeah.
Ruby gets soul touch, Rob.
Yeah, every once in a while.
And be touched by
like everyone around you is like crying. I don't know, like it kind of reminds me of, like Titanic. You're like you and you're like your family members are crying around you. You're just like, all right.
Oh my God, you guys, can I tell you a quick anecdote from Thanksgiving, speaking of Titanic?
Sure.
Please.
My father-in-law, like, you know, I really don't like the end of Titanic. You know that part? And my mother-in-law was like, father-in-law, the kids have not seen that movie. Don't you dare spoil the ending. And he's like, I'm just saying in the part where she throws the diamond. She's like, don't spoil it.
It's like pure rage.
The kids are gonna remember this conversation in 8 years.
Yeah, and like the movie is like, however, you know, how old is it at this point? 20 years old, like.
Yeah.
Not like the Jack and Rose scene. It's like the freaking like.
Yeah.
The diamond scene. But no one even cares about. Nobody watches that movie for the diamond plotline.
Yeah. Good times. Sorry, Rob. Continue.
No, there's nothing. I mean, then I saw Sentimental Value, which is probably like running fourth place maybe right now for the Best Picture noms. It's like it's got Stellan Skarsgård and Elle Fanning, and it's like a Norwegian movie. So it's hitting all the pretentious Oscar stuff. Just like a family drama, like mostly foreign languaged. Yeah.
Hmm.
Despite Elle Fanning being in it.
Or because of.
Or because of. I mean, yeah, it's Predator Badlands also.
Taking the... fire down the road, Rob. Be careful.
Gonna make it. Oh,
God. Sniper.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Okay. I did see Zootopia, and I saw Zootopia 2. And I saw the Super Mario Brothers movie.
What'd you think?
The Mario $1 billion?
Or whatever?
No, the old one.
Oh, the Wait. 90s one? Yes.
Yeah.
Bob Hoskins.
No, not that old. The one from a couple years ago. Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was okay.
Yeah. What? I thought it was good.
Yeah. My brother-in-law was like, this is the greatest movie ever. I love it. Every scene is perfection. I was like, I think you're overhyping it a little bit. And he said, no. It's, I swear, man. Yeah.
Is he a fanboy, your brother-in-law?
Not of Mario, okay. I don't think. I mean, it's a lot of pandering.
It is the kind of a pandering movie. I don't know. There's just like no characters. Like there's no like dynamic with the characters. Like it's like Donkey Kong's like relationship with Mario. Like I don't even understand what their deal is. Like I don't know. A lot of the characters.
It's not. Yeah, it's not. There's not a lot of depth to it. Which is it's like a children's movie, which is fine. But like then I don't know what as an adult you're really gonna get from it. But that's fine.
I mean, it's an adulty.
There's something for everybody. You know?
And it has like the
Avengers watching a Mario game. Yeah.
It's just like, you know, on your left, like, here's a bunch of characters rushing at the bad guy. I don't know. But they're in Mario Karts, so it's cool.
Yeah, right. The Mario Kart was excessive. A lot of Mario Kart.
So I can go next. So we have family over, but they're not so into movies. But we did watch one called Fisherman's Friends.
Yeah, Dad said that was good.
Oh, you liked it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because it could be a family-friendly, wholesome movie because the subject matter is about Mickey from Doctor Who trying to stop an agent from signing a band. But there's a part with the sex scene where the two romantic leads wake up naked in a bed together. Yeah, plus there's a decent amount of swearing.
That's not so bad. So,
no, I know, but it's like, why not just have it be a like rated G family-friendly movie? I didn't understand that.
I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, if you like sea shanties, then check it out.
Like sea shanties.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I thought Zootopia 2 was the same as Zootopia 1, but not quite as good. I fell asleep, which I've never done in a movie theater before. Yeah.
Wow.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm officially a dad now.
Well, were you tired from the holiday and all the crazy misadventures you were having?
No, it was just boring. I mean, it was just like go run, chase, find the clue, go, you know,
Did your kids think?
They liked it.
Have they ever not liked a movie?
Oh shit, take fire. I died. The building. I just marked it.
Was the movie still like, kind of like a mystery setup? You know, when they're like kind of like a
It's the same idea. Conspiracy. Okay. Yeah.
But just not an interesting mystery. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't find it particularly interesting. And there was like forced drama between Hops and Wild, you know.
Like sexual tension?
Well, yeah, of course, there was that. But also just like miscommunication, you know, I don't, you know, blah, blah, blah.
You don't have time to explain, cliche.
Yeah.
Oh. I am.
Matt, you're going in alone.
Yeah, I like the first Utopia, I guess, but like it's like a little chatty. I don't know.
Well, it's but in a good like way, going... I thought.
Okay, I don't know. I just like them going back and forth between different...
Shit.
Hit one for 108.
That's all right. Anyway, should we talk about it? Anyway. Move on to Alien Earth?
I watched Wicked 2.
Oh, he did?
Right. Even though I never watched Wicked 1.
What'd you think? Oh, really?
Yeah, my family really wanted to see it. It must have been
complete nonsense because it was really like part two.
No, I mean, I've seen the musical.
Like act two.
Okay. I've seen the musical.
Okay.
All right.
So it was fine. So it was fine. I liked it. It was fine. It was good. It kept me entertained and I didn't fall asleep. So that's all I could ask for from a movie these days.
Yeah, right. I can't say the same about Zootopia.
I standards I didn't... of his Matt's kids.
Yeah, my family saw it without me, so I don't know. They liked it.
Yeah, I actually really did enjoy it.
Nice.
Huh. I saw my mom, and neither of us were crazy about it.
Was it super
like,
long?
It's not like, oh, I need to watch it.
It's shorter than the first one, surprisingly. It's like this. The first one's like 240, 250, and this one's like 220.
210.
Most first acts are longer than second acts.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised to hear that.
But the first one had like a real plot.
Do you like musicals?
I like musicals, yeah. I've seen Wicked on Broadway, so I'm like, I'm in the bag, but it just didn't do much for me.
Wow, this is a huge map if that's all we explored. It's in the bag.
Bringing back It's in the Bag.
Okay.
You know what? Someone used recently, and then someone else recently talked about this. But someone had mentioned...
we're very split, phrase, you guys.
Yeah, I don't know why
you
wouldn't come with us. Out of pocket. When you hear out of pocket, what do you hear?
It depends,
like, what
it
do
depends
you...
on the con- It depends on the context, right? It's like insurance. If it's like doctor's visits and you have to pay out of pocket instead of using insurance. That's what I think.
When I out of pocket, I hear you're
not doing
money.
Well. I feel like it's like you're not doing, because I know like in the pocket means like, oh, you're like really in the zone. So I hear out of pocket, I think of.
I didn't even know about those versions.
I don't think that, Rob, is that a term?
It's like a podcaster term. I don't know how actually popular. I've heard it in podcast, specifically playing podcast.
Fascinating. See, for me, it was, this person's out of pocket, meaning like they're wilding out. They're like not being appropriate.
Oh, God.
That's how I always heard it.
I've never heard it used that way.
That's been like since like late 80s, early 90s. Like, yo, my boy be out of pocket.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know what you're talking about, Jay. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. Like they're out of sight, out of mind, kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, they're just you know acting
out of order
in their own interest and not like, that kind of thing. But then someone else used it as in they're out of pocket, as in they're not available. And I was like, oh, interesting.
What?
I have recently started hearing that more in terms of...
Is that like out of office kind of thing?
Yeah. Like more and more people have been saying it that way. And I was like, are people just making up new definitions? So now I just heard three different definite uses of that phrase. So that was interesting to me.
Are we ready to save Private Zach? Go. All right, so Alien Earth.
Oh, right here, they're already here.
Yeah, let's move on to Alien Earth. Season 1, Episode 7.
They bunkered.
Yeah, I see.
So I even know right away there's too many previews this time in the opening, like ready
previews
over here.
Yeah, like when the title comes in and it says Alien Earth, it gives too much away. It gives away Arthur's death. I guess that's really the only one. And also that the alien, you're going to see it in broad daylight a lot, which is exactly what happens.
Aren't those recaps? Am I crazier? I don't know.
See, I thought I had skipped an episode.
Recaps. Oh, yeah.
I thought they're recaps.
Can we turn right and res Zach?
Yeah, you res them. I will watch because there's someone around here.
All right. Don't stray too far. I thought it was like old stuff.
It wasn't, because Arthur dies in this episode.
Yeah, but it doesn't show Arthur dying.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. Does it?
Yes. That's the first thing that happens.
Oh, shit. Rob behind us.
He has him on the beach. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have him on the beach, and he gets just busted.
I don't think... So you see Arthur go down in the early shots. Like, but it's not him dying. It's just him going down. You don't see... It's not the same as his death scene.
That's why I was confused, because it shows his death scene in the preview, which was we thought was a recap, but this time was a preview. You know what I mean?
Can we move on?
The trick.
Yes.
Also, I thought we were covering episode 8, so I was like, I did watch episode 7 recently, so but I'm so far ahead of you guys. I'm feeling
good job, powerful. Rob. Don't give anything away.
I won't. No.
Lord superior knowledge. Go ahead.
Oh. Yeah, this is. Are we talking about the episode where post Arthur giving up the codes, turning off their tracker, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Yeah. So the Indian guy, I don't know his name, sorry, is hiding with the facehugger, and then the other guy finds him, and he's like,
Shipley.
Help me take him to the, I guess, the other corporation.
To the beach.
Slightly,
yep.
There's a funny part where he says, go away, I'm busy, and he says, we're never busy.
Yeah,
I can't be busy.
It's great, yeah.
How is that possible?
There's also, I also wanted to mention, I know I skipped past this, but there's kind of a pointless scene with the mom, no, not the mom, the wife, where she goes to the graves of the kids, giving away that those exist, by the way, which I thought was disappointing. I thought it would have been a better reveal later.
The old lady?
Arthur's wife.
Psychiatrist.
Okay. Psychiatrist lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So first of all, that would have been a better reveal if they'd come to it later, and then we see the alien, which, you know, ask Ridley Scott, that's never a good idea. And then the security guys, like, shoot the alien and it runs away like a little you-know-what.
Well, like what? I mean...
Fine. It's supposed to be a killing machine.
You know, I'd rather do that than... Is anybody watching Stranger Things? Is anybody caught up on it?
No.
I'm still in episode 1.
Everybody caught up?
Yeah. No.
No one is.
Okay. All right, never mind.
So what?
It was a great point, but it'll have to move on. But yeah, I agree. I mean, I feel like they've been showing the alien a lot. Like, it's in the cage, right? Just kind of chilling.
Mm.
Yeah.
But truth.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah. So then the cleanup crew, there's a part where it shows the cleanup crew in the lab. Again, this is something that should have bothered me earlier, but bothers me now. They don't have any kind of protection. Like, they're not even wearing masks. Like, what if they had some kind of weird, gross alien germs?
But they know all the... they've studied. They know all the...
That's the thing. I thought that, too. Yeah, things. I agree. I think they tested it out. Like, didn't they have a quarantine, like, period or something, too?
Yeah, they did the initial quarantine, and then they did all the other stuff, and, yeah, it worked out fine.
One of their buddies just got killed. So, obviously, they don't know everything. You know, it's an unknown situation. I'm just saying, I'm not going in there.
It is funny that Boy Genius uses the quarantine as, like, his way to, like, not give the alien back, though. So, like, clearly they, like, use the quarantine and they don't use the quarantine. Like, because when the Yutani wanted the alien back, he's like, oh, I'll give it to you. But, you know, after 15 days or whatever.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't care. Right. He doesn't care about the quarantine. Okay. Then Cavalier finds out about Toodles' death. He doesn't seem especially upset.
Well, he's upset about the money.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was surprised at that revelation.
No.
He's not Wendy, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, somebody says, what happened to him? And they said, say, science.
Yeah.
Science happened
Wendy,
to him.
Specifically, Wendy asks.
Well, Wendy asks, thank you, Jay. That's right.
It's a good line. It's a good line.
It is.
Rob, no.
Come on.
It's not a lie.
No.
Is it too Doctor Who? What do you want?
Yeah, it's cutesy. I hate cutesy.
It's too cutesy. All right. All right.
Yeah. That's all right, though. I'm glad you liked it.
I'm glad you
did. Okay. All right. So moving on. So they have a discussion. Should we collect the others before we leave? There's a part where they meet Nibs, and Nibs seems crazy.
It's her defining trait. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Marcy lets out the aliens. How do we feel about that? It made me think Marcy's like a traitor to humanity.
I don't understand.
Marcy
why.
Isn't part of humanity. Marcy's a synthetic, so can't be a traitor to your own kind if it's not your kind.
Jay, so you're saying synths aren't human?
I think Marcy's saying that.
It sounds like you agree.
Saying. I mean, in their rationality, right? It's their rationality of it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. So my prediction that this was going to turn to Half-Life sort of came true. At least in the sense that there's aliens everywhere. There's completely implausible of them sneaking Arthur's body around, like, through a crowded facility full of cameras.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought that was ridiculous.
Like, Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, at one point they're like dragging Arthur around, like, with like the soldiers are like inches, like feet away, and they don't even really care. And it's like soldiers.
Yeah, they don't seem to. They really don't seem to care.
They're on their track. They cannot deviate from their tracking.
That plot point doesn't seem super explored either. They were just like, "And we're out." But
yeah. They meet Timothy Olyphant and he helps them for his own reasons. Do you guys remember if they reveal why he helps them?
Yes. No, it's very mysterious.
But why did he set it up?
He's using them to get to the other dude.
I can't believe you took my heavy, Rob.
Morris. But like, it doesn't, the whole thing, yeah, I know. I'm thirsty.
For his reunion with Mr. Morris.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
the whole thing.
Miles ahead of everybody.
Because, I don't know, he could, like, there's so many times during this show where he's, like, he sees Morris doing something bad, and he's, like, I could report on this, or I could report on that, and it never does. And you're always, like, I was, like, oh, was he, like, secretly working for someone else? And, like...
That's what I initially thought, too.
Or even better, he had his own agenda, but no.
But as revealed, you know, at the end of this episode, it's just, like, oh, I just wanted to catch Morris. It's, like, well, you could have done that in other ways, but all right.
He's terribly mysterious. Should we go to that fly drop, gentlemen?
Yeah. Sure. So, okay. So then the kids on their way out, there's only the three kids. There's Nibs, Wendy, and the brother. And they find the graves, and oh my God, this would have been so much better if we hadn't seen the graves already.
Oh my God.
Am I right?
Yeah, that's true.
Or am
I
right?
That's the point. Yeah.
Arthur comes back. He figures out that they're lying before he dies.
Yeah.
Those kids are bad at lying.
Is that consistent with the Alien movie? The guy, like, stands up and walks around like everything's fine for a while before he gets chest busted?
Correct.
Yeah. And I think the timing was actually pretty accurate. Because, like, Alien versus Predator, they'll be, like, it's, like, within, like, 5 or 10 minutes, so that, like, starts popping out. Mm-hmm. But then, like, yeah, this one, it's, like, oh, there's a little, like... enough time to, like, because it's kind of ambiguous, like, they kind of cut to, like, when they're walking, so it could be, like, 3 hours of walking.
Yeah. Anybody search the supply drop?
I'm doing it.
I'm going for it.
I mean, in the movie, it feels like it's, like, a long time, as I recall.
Yeah, it could have been, like, a couple
so
hours.
Much money.
That's hard to say. Yeah.
Okay.
But he's, like, eating with them, because, like, he's really hungry, so presumably it's his first meal since getting that face hugger off him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Arthur dies, the thing immediately runs away, and I thought it was actually a pretty effective scene when the Indian kid is like, oh my God, I gotta find it. It's sad. I felt bad for him. Yeah. And then the best part of the episode, the Wayland Navy SEALs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the commandos.
That was awesome.
Except they go down like BATCHs.
Well, I mean, it's an alien.
No, well, yes. I mean, there is that, but then also they get, like, jumped by the, like, rent-a-cops that work for the Boy GS.
Yeah, that,
well,
that is
they valid. Didn't realize Kirsch was in on all of that information, right? They assumed that. I mean, it was just Morris who was trying to figure out all that stuff on his own. It was his team. He devised it. He's playing regular chess and they're playing 3D chess. The Wayland team coming onto the beach, like, it was weird for me because I was like, come on, Boy Genius didn't set up any type of freaking, like, security measures around the beach. That made no sense.
No, maybe he did. Maybe they just figured out how to counter it because they're another super secret special corporation. You know,
I think this show does a lot of, like, well, Boy Genius did this on purpose because he likes chaos, et cetera, et cetera.
he can't know everything either.
At some point, you just gotta let the plot happen.
Do you guys, this has like, this is like the Superman problem, or the Bat, excuse me, it has the Batman, and by the Batman I mean the Batman, like the Robert Pattinson movie, where I feel like if the alien, if they can unload a bunch of bullets into the alien and it doesn't even really phase it, there's not that much like dramatic tension, you know?
I mean, like, what more can they do to it?
No, they're initially not.
Yeah, so I don't know. I didn't find that engaging or
interesting.
This isn't like a super xenomorph, though, right? Because like I am confused about like you know the movie Aliens, the James Cameron one. They're like, they kill dozens of aliens, and this one they're like, we can't kill this one alien.
Truth. It's like a ninja.
Exactly.
You get stronger the more of them there are, or weaker. Anyway,
Maybe it's not a fully. Oh, I was gonna say it's not a fully grown one, but that should make it weaker, not stronger.
It's not a fully grown one, and I don't know if it makes it weaker or stronger, but yeah,
I guess
you
it's
can
like
distinctly tell.
It's mentally attached to, you know, a human Wendy, so maybe it's. It's got the brain's power of her. I don't know. There's like a weird connection with her, so you can give a little credit to that.
So what do we think, guys? Is Wendy betraying humanity or what?
She's certainly betraying these humanity.
Well, but they're keeping her captive.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame her.
I don't know about betraying, but more like protecting. Like, you're going from the negative perspective of it. I'm thinking from a positive spin on it, where she's there to protect her sisters.
Uh-huh. The other cats.
Yeah.
No,
but I don't think letting out dangerous psycho aliens in the facility where they are is really protecting them.
Well, no, she feels that alien is their child. Or family.
Yeah, that's true.
We're all children of Cavalier. Speaking of which, there's the part where Cavalier is pulling a Henry Van Staten with the sheep. If you guys know what I mean.
Nope.
Henry Van Staten from the best episode of Doctor Who. One of the top five, Dalek. I just wanted to hear you talk. Let me talk now. exterminate.
Are you guys good in terms of snipers? Because I'm not very good at
long
range.
Bunker down.
Oh, taking fire from behind.
Okay, so yeah, he wants to talk to the sheep. Terrible idea. Marcy calls in an alien, it kills all the Navy SEALs, and then she talks to it.
Yeah, it has really good ears. It can hear her whistling from, like, super far away.
Yeah, so you can call it, like, the horse in Red Dead Redemption 2. So then... there's a part we talk about where Moro gets surrounded, and he says... to Timothy Alphette, it's over. You think it's over? He says nothing's ever over. Stolen from Watchmen.
Who said that? Morrow.
Yeah, he says it's not over yet, and he says
nothing ever is.
Another.
Okay. Blame.
Nothing ends.
Sound a bit.
Okay, so then we have probably the stupidest scene in any show. I'm sure we'll have an explanation. But part on the boat where the heroes get surrounded and there's a whole bunch of soldiers pointing guns at them and just inexplicably don't shoot them.
Because... Yep.
Preach, brother.
Because they're property. They can't... Their whole job is to protect Wendy. Like, to not make sure the merchandise is not injured.
Wait, aren't these guys the commandos, though?
No. These are Boy Genius's crew. It's the team that the brother was on. That his watch guard party. And that's why they're like, see, I told you he would come here. We told you to keep your nose clean. We told you to just suck it up and not ruffle feathers. And so it's that team.
Yeah.
And
the search and rescue team.
Yeah. So their whole point was that their whole job was to make sure that Wendy and the other synths and the other lost children don't get hurt. So they're not allowed to open fire on them because
not allowed to just start blasting them.
But some of them, I'm like, I don't know. Again, this is why capitalism. Like, I'm not. I don't care what my job is. I'm not going to let this person like rip me apart.
But the assumption is that they won't because they're not like they're not seen as actual people either, right? They're seen as beings that they're not being. They're
the
all
soldiers.
Yeah, no, this they don't perceive Wendy and the others as like real people either. So like the thought that they would be attacked because they all work for the same company and they've never been shown to like do that type of crap.
Yeah, be that like, violent. Yeah.
But it goes on for a while too. Like it's not like it's a stunning moment of violence. It's like a long time.
Mm-hmm. But the initial phase is caught off guard, right? And then so like all of that is just like, so that's mainly why. And then they're just not tasked to do that. They're tasked strictly to protect.
And they don't act until the brother acts when, you know, someone actually dies.
You think it was like a bluff? Like they didn't think that they were actually gonna fight back.
Yeah.
The guns are just there to scare them.
Well, no, it was more to motivate.
Yeah, scare them into complying. All right. I accept that explanation. I think that's a good explanation.
That's Jay's explanation.
I do, yeah. I don't understand why they don't have some kind of stun gun, which I guess the brother uses that on Nibs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But she also looks like she's dead. So.
She is. Well, I mean, she's a synth and she just got fried with a million fucking volts.
But maybe it's the kind of frying that you can come back from.
Yeah.
That's what I assume, but it looked like she was fried. No.
I think a character dies in this, it's going to be hyper violent. It's not going to be a stun to the chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have assumed.
This is a character that we care about.
All the Lost Boys go down now. But yeah, no, I kind of assumed that as well. And then, obviously.
I'm dying. He's turning out differently. He's killing me.
Lots of enemies below.
There's an enemy across, too.
So, and I also guess we're sort of resetting. Like, did they clean up all the aliens inside?
I mean, down on the river.
That's the assumption. There's they have a whole cleanup crew.
How?
The bugs.
Do they,
well, like, the ones that Wendy released.
The big xenomorph is still around, though, right?
Yeah, the big xenomorph is outside trailing Wendy.
Team?
Because she said to follow. And so it is.
Yeah.
Bot versus bot.
There, I got it.
Yeah.
So that's the episode. Yeah.
Yeah, the boat fight was dumb.
How is it all going to shake out? I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, it didn't feel like a very satisfactory moment. It's just like the brother kind of like stuns the girl that just killed someone. It's like, I don't know if it's like this huge dramatic betrayal that she makes it out to be.
Well, it's her brother. She assumes her brother is there to protect them, right? Protect all of Marcy's or Wendy's interests, whatever you want to call her.
Yeah. Also, she sided with he sided with a flesh bag over one of their own. Whose side are you on? Yeah.
Pretty messed up.
Yep. So I'm curious to see how it all finishes next week.
Oh god, huge battle!
There we go.
Hey, girl. All right, guys. Guru is here for questions of the day.
Well, what about Naomi?
No. I don't know.
Did you text her? Hey, girl.
Yes, I texted her.
Naomi is there too.
She should be coming. Yeah, I sent Matt some good ones this week. So.
No, you didn't. They were terrible.
I thought they were good.
But we'll do them.
Who's back?
Robbie. Back again. Oh, yeah. That's a grenade. I thought you could eat it for. Never mind.
Oh, hello, Emma.
I'll eat it another way.
Hello, Naomi. Time for questions of the day. Question number one comes to us from the prude, from Zach.
I don't feel like that was called for.
He wants to know, is it appropriate to hug someone else's spouse?
Why not?
Okay, so first of all, this comes to us courtesy of the Fox 5 local news, who they were asking this question, so I felt like we could carry on and ask the same.
I think the answer is obviously yes. I don't know why he wouldn't.
Yeah. It'd be weird if you had a hang-up all over that.
Yeah, like Mike Huckabee.
Well, what about...
Well, let's think of Mike Pence, you think.
Well, or, would you hug somebody else's spouse?
Yes, what? Of course.
Yeah, I hug your spouses all the time.
What about someone who you don't know as well, though?
I'm getting shot.
Hell yeah. I hug everybody's spouse. I meet you, and they say, hey, hug. I say, okay. I don't care.
What about, like, a stranger?
Hell yeah.
Would you hug a stranger?
I do it all the time.
Would you hug a stranger?
What if they're a creepy stranger?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
I wouldn't hug a creepy stranger, but someone else's spouse presumably wouldn't be. I've hugged plenty of people's spouses that I'm not a big fan of, so.
Really?
Bring it in.
You're a serial hugger?
Well, it's like, what am I going to do? Say, no, I can't hug you. You're someone else's spouse.
But are there contexts where it's not cool? Like, do you feel like there's such thing as too long a hug?
Of course.
No, there's no such thing.
What about like a 30-minute hug? Yeah.
No. Nope. 30 minutes.
I have a question about this, though. Are we talking, because like, okay, so like, Matt and Zach, when you guys hug each other, you're hugging someone else's spouse. But like, that's not what this means.
Yeah, that's a reasonable comparison.
Great point, Naomi. Great point.
So I'm just saying, like, what are we saying, like, a male coworker who is married to, like...
Let's go, Rob. Let's kill this guy.
How are we defining someone else's spouse? Someone who could potentially be someone you might be romantically interested in, but you're not? It's not romantic. It's platonic?
Well, then you're the creep if you're doing it in that capacity.
Yeah, clearly.
Ooh, yeah. Hug me a little longer.
I'd say it's like...
You don't make it weird.
It's like someone your friend's
my own spouse doesn't touch me like this.
Don't linger.
Yeah.
If you're friends with them, you hug.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, you're friends with them, but not with their spouse. You still hug their spouse?
Oh, God. Take a lot of fire.
How do you become friends with them?
Mm.
You guys got no cover here. Move. So, Naomi, do you take the controversial opinion that it's okay to hug someone else's spouse?
Why is it a controversial point? We're all weird. News.
It's not.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to think of context where, what if it's like an ex that they like dated for years and they just have like a hug that's like 45 seconds long? That's too much, right?
I think we're getting a little bit in the weeds here.
That's very specific. Okay.
What do you say?
It happened to me last week, so I'm just trying to figure
it out. Yeah, if they're friends with you.
Guru says it's okay?
Yeah, it's okay if they're friends with you.
Ah.
You're just saying hello. You're not doing like a 1 minute, 1.5 minute long hugs.
Okay. All right. I've done that.
But
where I marked. Come on, Jay.
On a funny note, I'd like to say what my friend said.
Okay.
Zach.
Right.
Depends on which country you're in.
Yeah, that's that too.
It always comes down to that, doesn't it? Yeah. Rob, we got out the right side.
All right, question number two.
I wanted Alana to be here for this, but I guess she's not, so we'll just carry on without her. Question number two. Ah! Can men and women be friends?
Yeah. Is this so old?
Oh, what are we doing? What are these questions?
Where is the question coming from?
No, this is my question.
Matt made it up.
Are these questions from like 1930 or something? Like,
it's from Miss Manners.
Miss Manners, 1925.
Are you? What podcasts are you listening to these days? Do I have to be concerned?
This is an eternal question that has been plaguing people for ages.
This is a relationships podcast now.
Yeah, both the brothers are making it.
The American brothers.
That's right. Bad influences.
Yes, men and women can be friends.
Yeah, I don't think anyone here is going to try to argue that men can't be friends.
Yes.
Can they ever truly be friends? I ask you.
Only if one of them is very unattractive.
Sorry, no. Naomi. We can't be friends.
Fair point.
Are you saying I'm very unattractive, Joe?
No.
You're saying we can't make you can't be friends.
Oh, we can't be friends because I'm super hot. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
No, the tension will always be there.
Because Jay's super hot.
No, as long as like one person's unattractive, that's, you know, like unattractive people can be friends with you.
Right. It's looking ugly.
All right, healing bot.
All right, dude. Should we move question number three then?
Maybe we should do a fourth one since
these were going fast. Okay. I gave you so many good ones.
Hey,
no, you didn't.
Resbot!
I am the Resbot. God damn.
Yeah, Resbot. Resbot, you're falling down
you
on your job.
Give a good one,
well, it was good enough for him to read.
Oh, I'm down again. Resbot!
I gave it. No, Rob.
You guys, you gotta learn your lesson, Jay. You gotta stay what? Dead. I'm sorry.
Robbie, if you don't want to be the Resbot, you gotta be better at fighting, okay?
I am amazing. I'm surviving more than you guys. You guys put your heads out. Just gonna
surviving is not good at fighting. That's two totally different things.
Yeah, more like hiding. Oh, shoot. Speed of hiding. Gotta get out of here. Run!
Cars.
I mean, instead of is hugging bad, I would say maybe is a kiss bad, like kissing them on a cheek or kissing them on the lips or whatever. Mm. Is that more? I mean, I would feel like that's more.
Yeah.
More iffy, but a hug.
Well, no. Yeah, none of us are French.
Well, I kiss my friends, so whatever. Actually, my ex-girlfriend was not. My girlfriend was not happy with my friends and I because we would just kiss.
On the mouth?
Who's Homer?
I know. Okay.
I've kissed my friends. I've kissed my friend's spouse on the lips.
That's really? Weird.
Yeah, just a quick little. Good to see ya.
That's not. That doesn't align with our American puritanical values.
The real questions of the day are in the comments.
Matt, sorry, can I interrupt with a non sequitur question of the day?
Oh yes, please go ahead.
I'm parallel processing right now, and I just did a thing, and it texted you a 6-digit code. Can you forward it to me, please?
That's not a question of the day. Is what's the 6-digit code?
Yeah, what's the 6-digit code? Right.
1617. Okay,
everybody, turn off their things for a second.
No,
it's
1-2.
Everyone gets to answer it.
Writing this down.
All right, hang on. Here it comes. All right. Thank you. So this one's a better one. This one's a better one because it's longer. And it, let me know if it doesn't make sense or if it's not good. I think it's okay. When you think for each person on this call, when you think of that person, what are they doing? Right? So if you're like, oh, I know Zach, and let me think of like my mental picture of Zach, what's he doing? Does that make sense? Is that a good question or is it bad?
It's going to take a long time because there's a lot of people on the call.
Can I tell a quick anecdote that's not the question?
Yeah, go ahead, Naomi. You're hijacking us all over the place.
It's just about someone that most of us know. So, did I tell you about the time that I met... this is about Woody, Zach, ZJ's brother. I met someone who knew him and basically... We realized that we both knew him, and she was like, yeah, he's at my house playing video games right now. And I was like, that tracks.
Okay. That is kind of related, actually.
Wait, Zach,
no, that's what I would visualize him doing.
Are we not playing again?
No, it's 9:08. Dominion.
Okay.
Well, you need to communicate that.
He did sort of communicate that. He sort of communicated.
Well, I'm in a game.
I said Dominion.
Then leave the game. Zach's in charge. All right, so I'll go first. So when I think of Zach, I think of him walking around the National Mall talking on the phone.
I do that a lot.
When I think of Rob, I think of him at the movies, watching movies. Like John Hamm in the one picture where he's got the cigar and he's like staring intently at the screen. I think about it like that.
Okay.
I am America's John Hamm, yeah.
Yeah. When I think of Guru, I think of her. She has a big smile on her face.
Oh.
And... What is she doing? I guess like playing with Alfred, probably.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
What about Naomi?
Yeah, what about Naomi?
All right, let me think. I want to be totally honest. Oh yeah, I know Naomi.
You better.
Well, no, I'm like, do you know Naomi? Yeah, I know Naomi. Visualize her in her head. Probably singing with the choir.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Yeah. And then for Jay, yeah, it's streaming. at the setup streaming.
Yeah, I can go next. So, unfortunately...
It's on the couch on her phone. Sorry, Alana.
Well,
is she here?
No.
But it's true.
She's getting it anyway, though.
So, for Jay, I don't picture him streaming, but I do picture him, like, at his computer. Sometimes, like, working. Or playing. So, also running. I know that's totally different, so that's kind of a cop-out answer. For Guru, I picture her in bed.
Sleeping?
Wow. Like, spicy.
Spicy. Waiting for you.
But, you know, like playing with her phone or reading or watching something or whatever. Yeah. Also waiting for me. Thank you. Appreciate that. For Rob, I picture him feeding a cat. For Naomi, I'm sorry. You're not gonna like this, but it's true. I picture you like in the kitchen, like cleaning up.
Okay, that's weird. Because Matt literally does that in our house. Okay.
I literally cannot visualize that. But go ahead.
Well, <it's>... in the bed.
And I think that I have to picture Matt doing something. I picture walking around his house talking on the phone.
That's accurate. That's valid.
Oh, there's Alana. All right, start taking from the top.
Oh, God. Hey, Alana.
Hello. Yeah, look at all these people online.
Yeah, it's a full party.
It's an epic episode. We're back from our break.
Alana, are you watching Stranger Things?
We just watched the first episode.
Oh, so good.
What?
It's great. It's great. You know exactly what you're gonna
get. It's a fun show. Exactly. I agree with that. I don't know why there's all these like beef against a fun little show.
Little? Yeah. I heard every episode is like 3 hours long.
And it's like $450 million, I think. Yeah, but it's a little show. You know, it's fun.
Apparently yeah, that one guy, Finn Wolfhard, doesn't know how to ride a bike, so they have to like digitally put his head onto a stunt guy every time he rides a bike. Wouldn't it be cheaper just to pay someone to teach him how to ride a bike?
I think, don't you think he's tried, Alana? God damn it. Why don't you show some sympathy?
No.
Okay.
They didn't ride bikes.
I learned from the Phillies, so could he.
Yeah, exactly. He gets paid to learn to ride a bike.
Yeah, nobody pays me.
Oh, yeah. You get paid with the joy of riding.
What if they can't? That's very ableist of you all.
Finn Wolfhard can't ride a bike?
I don't know.
Literally cannot. Anyway, I'm sorry. We're doing question of the day. Would someone else like to tell Alana what question we're doing?
Yeah, I can do it. So it's for every other person on the call, of which there's a ton, you have to say, when you think of them in your mind, what are you picturing them doing?
Like right
or
now?
Or not doing, as the case may be. No, yeah, like just
do you know Rob? Oh, yeah, I know Rob.
In your mind's eye, as soon as you say their name, what do you picture them doing?
Well, and Rob's clearly, like, having a scotch, writing a script, and stroking a cat.
Like Dr. Evil, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously. I kind of pictured Jay just, like, in his little streaming box.
that's what I said. I didn't phrase it like that. It's streaming.
Accurate.
His streaming cell.
Yeah.
Accurate.
Matt's like, you know, hey kids, you want to wrestle?
Yep. They ask me these days, and I'm like, oh, fine.
Zach's pining after Guru.
Oh, that is true. I need to do that.
what's Naomi doing, Andrew?
Andrew, tell me when I think of Naomi, what she's doing.
Andrew's here also, and Thomas.
Hi.
Hello.
Come on, Bible duty.
He's allowed to have an opinion.
Thomas doesn't have any opinions.
What do you think?
Naomi's probably singing show tunes.
Mm. Yeah.
I was going to say writing parody lyrics for show tunes.
Oh, that's good too.
That's very specific.
I do that though.
Should we get more?
Especially recently, you've been doing it a lot.
I have been. It's true.
Was that everybody?
No, you have to say Guru too.
Guru's not here.
No, she is.
Psych, she is.
You know. Surprise! Good thing you didn't say anything about her.
Guru.
Guru's writing performance reviews.
Oh, no.
Oh man.
That's too accurate.
What is that?
You said writing performance reviews.
That's terrible.
Guru's being dragged to some family event that she doesn't want to go to.
Guru.
And having a great time.
Guru is like just surrounded by spices.
Yeah.
You guys have no idea how true that is.
So does this mean you guys have to do it for me?
I already did one for you, Alana.
Okay.
What did I say? What did I say you were doing? Oh, you're on the couch on your phone.
Wow.
Sorry, it's true though.
Not anymore.
Judgmental.
She's in the process of getting uninvented.
She's like the one I yell at the most about the uninventor.
That can't be true.
It is true. Alana, I told Naomi this.
Okay.
I appreciated her so much after PAX Unplugged because ZJ and Zach were on their goddamn phones so much.
No, we weren't. You're just being a pain in the ass.
No, you were, Zach. You were.
I was texting my lovely wife.
Yeah, whom you live with. You know, you see me twice a year.
Oh, please. We really not something to talk about right away.
Yeah.
He was having FOMO.
Yeah, I guess he was having FOMO.
Who?
Okay. You.
Apparently.
Me? Huh? What do you mean? I'm there.
No,
I'm
Zach
in the room.
Is having FOMO. That's like he's texting to check what is going on.
I'm in the room.
I didn't want Guru to forget about me.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
No, but is it Zach? Who went? So Zach went, but he didn't do it. Did you do one for Alana?
I did not do one for Alana. For Alana, she's lying on the couch with Bobby on her and she's watching ER.
That is my answer.
Sorry, girl.
That'd be nice. That sounds ideal, honestly.
I guess it'll need some updates now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. I think it's me. I picture Matt and Zach both out on walks talking to each other on the phone.
Yep. That's pretty accurate.
That's so true.
I picture Alana playing with Bobby or coaxing Bobby out. I picture Naomi either singing or dancing.
Yeah, she's taking a tap class.
I picture Rob working on a script or looking through a viewfinder. Or a monitor. Or a monitor. Let's see. Who else is there? I picture Guru probably smiling, laughing, and having a cup of tea.
Mm. Oh, nice. That's a good one.
Yeah, I forgot about the chai lattes.
Sure, good answer.
And then... Is that everybody? I think that's everybody.
Oh yeah, you said Alana, right? Yeah.
Yep. Android pitcher playing the drums or setting up
no,
a board.
Don't do
game.
Andrew. Don't do Andrew. You can't go back.
No, yeah, I'll do Andrew.
Start over.
Rob, Naomi.
Okay, I can go. I have actually imagined Matt just running after the kids and like mostly in a happy way, but like slightly frustrated at the same time.
That's good.
Jay is like signing something, probably dirty words. He's probably teaching somebody that's like at some bar that's like this is how you say the real funny dirty stuff. Zach is listening to some obscure Irish bands that like he somehow knows all the names of the band members even they don't even know. So Alana is watching Andrew play Nintendo Switch while she's on her phone occasionally looking up.
Nice.
Let's see. Guru, I don't know. She's just having a good time and like very patient with everyone. So I'm just like endlessly impressed by that.
Anyone who's with me has got to be patient.
Yes, this is facts. And then Naomi, I really associate her with like teaching me a Bollywood jig. So just like teaching, going around the world, just teaching like really nerdy people how to do Bollywood.
Yeah, you don't know her as well, so that's all right.
Yeah, that's my association now. Yeah.
Nice. I'm definitely sensing themes, but Rob was very accurate. Good job, Rob.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I guess it's my turn then, right?
Yep.
Okay. I guess I'll start with Rob because he just went. Also, I actually watched that video today. Y'all are great.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
From the wedding, the dance video.
Oh.
Nice.
I was showing it to a coworker. I
you lived
why.
It.
Yeah, but it was like 6 months ago. Anyway, so Rob is dancing because that was our interaction. Rob,
there it is.
Dancing with a suit coat on.
Yeah. Let's see here. Who else is here? Alana is. She's wearing pajama pants and Bobby's on her lap, and that's the extent of it.
Drinking coffee.
Sure.
This is your thing.
This is my thing. Yeah, that's right. Matt's interrupting people. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, telling people what they think.
Let's see here. Jay is... What's Jay doing? Jay is... probably, like, playing a video game or something like that.
Uno mas.
I assume.
Sure.
What?
Uno mas. Yeah. Uno mas.
We'll play another one. Keep going, boys.
Oh, okay. I'm not paying attention. Okay. Who haven't I done? I haven't done the twins. Is that it? Okay. I'm looking at Guru. You're right. Okay. Guru is Guru, oh gosh. Guru is like I just visualize her because she's had to do a lot of this recently, but like trying something new and like smiling the whole time.
Yeah, like a strange smile.
No, like just true sheer joy. Honest joy, right, Guru?
Yep.
Playing with the kids is a good one.
Playing
with Naomi's children.
Sure, yep. And then let's see here. Zach? I feel like I should know you all better than I do.
Just what do you think of? It doesn't have to be a big, you know, it doesn't have to be like...
No, I mean, whoever said it was right. Like, Matt and Zach are on the phone with each other walking around their house doing chores.
I do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I see Matt's side of it. I assume you're doing the same on your side, so.
Yep.
It's true.
You should start adding me in, because I'm not working.
That's a good point. Why don't you guys talk to Alana?
I assume you're busy. Oops.
I assume you don't want to talk about what we're talking about.
Why do you want to talk about what I want to talk about?
You're not on the call.
You guys don't want to talk about accidental scenes added to Mad Men?
Oh, yeah. Do you guys want to talk about that?
I heard about the one on Twitter with the vomit scene. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that hysterical?
So hysterical.
It kind of made my day. You can tell I don't have a lot going on.
A lot of the other questions of the day are, can men and women be friends?
Are you serious?
That's the reaction you were hoping for.
I'm so serious.
Did anybody say no?
No.
Well, that's bad. Listen to the one that Zach contributed, which was our first one, which was, is it appropriate to hug someone else's spouse?
Yeah. I got it from the news.
People's spouses all the time.
It's mine look a lot better now, doesn't it, huh?
Would you be comfortable Alana, would you be comfortable with someone else hugging your spouse?
Yes.
Yeah.
What if that person was really, really hot?
What?
What if it was like a sensual hug?
Is this about what's his face? JD Vance?
Not directly.
Everyone brings up a different person. I love it.
Different Republican vice president.
It might have been inspired by that, but as far as I know, no.
The end of the question is
I got it from the news for the 50th time. I
believe that.
The news.
I believe what you like.
So, Alana, what's your answer?
Of course they can.
Alana had a reverse harem of guy friends in college.
Yeah.
You described them as a harem?
But were they really your friends? Like, if you had been like, go out with me, would they have said no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think Yuching was capable of dating at that age.
Definitely not.
He's married now.
Oh, that's great. The story has a happy ending. Naomi, why is the dog up here in my room?
Okay, so here's what happened. I was downstairs cuddling with him, and then I had to go upstairs to put Allison to bed. And then I went into your room to ask you a question, and he was asleep in his bed, so I left him there.
Okay.
Did you move the gate upstairs when you went upstairs?
Okay,
yeah,
guys.
I figured it was fine. CT stuff.
Sorry. Yeah, seriously.
I didn't realize it would be such a long answer. That was my bad.
Are we done?
I'm done.
Are we?
I think everybody went. Wait, Guru, do you want to go? Guru doesn't want to go. Okay, thank you for thank you all for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcsunny at 8 p.m. and group up with us next time.
Yeah,
for more Alien Earth.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming, with the siblings and Jay, listen while they play.